the Democrats who want to replace President Bush are sharply questioning the president's record on Iraq. As they campaign in key primary states, many of the candidates are challenging the president's policies and his honesty. Florida Senator Bob Graham voted against the war, and this past week in New Hampshire, he suggested that the president could be impeached for making unfounded statements as he built the case for war.
My opinion is, if the standard that was set by the House of Representatives relative to Bill Clinton is the new standard for impeachment, then this clearly comes within that standard. But it's academic, because this House of Representatives is not going to impeach George W. Bush, whatever is ultimately found out.
NPR's Mara Liasson has been traveling with Graham's campaign and joins us now. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Steve.
How dangerous is this issue for President Bush?
Well, it's hard to tell. It certainly has had a longer shelf life than a lot of Republicans thought it would when it first came up. It is the first, you could say, chink in the armor of President Bush's strong suits, which are credibility on the one hand, honesty and integrity, and on the other hand, foreign policy. And the Democrats, until now, have really not felt emboldened to attack him on those two fronts.
Some Democrats have been suggesting for years that the president can't be believed on this issue or that, but this would appear to be one issue on which the public is listening.
Yes, and there are polls that show that the public believes that the president exaggerated the evidence about weapons of mass destruction in order to convince the public to go along with him to support the war. Now, that doesn't mean that they have decided that the president is a liar or that he has no more credibility, but I think it has been something that has hurt the president.
Mara, let's listen to another one of the Democrats who's been talking about Iraq. In fact, he's been talking about it for months, former Governor Howard Dean of Vermont. He spoke this past week to NPR's Tavis Smiley.
Look, Saddam Hussein's a dreadful human being and all that, but the time to take him out was after the 1991 war, because he was committing genocide. That wasn't the case 12 years later. Saddam was not a threat to the American people. And it looks now that the intelligence that the president shared with the rest of Americans was selectively managed so that it would appear the case was to be made to go into Iraq. That simply was not true.
Mara Liasson, this is a guy who surprised a lot of people by raising millions of dollars, by getting a lot of attention, by becoming a more serious-looking candidate than a lot of people thought he would. To what degree can you attribute that to his opposition to the war?
Oh, to a very large degree. I mean, Senator Bob Graham might have been out there opposing the war before Howard Dean was, or at least in Washington, but Howard Dean is the candidate who has been out there the longest. He has been riding the wave of anti-war sentiment in the Democratic Party. And that is really the reason why he has transformed himself from a dark horse into a top-tier candidate.
Howard Dean, with his record of opposition to the war before the war, has a lot more freedom to talk about it than some of the other Democrats, doesn't he?
Well, he didn't vote on the war. He says if he had been in Congress, he would have voted against it. A lot of the other Democrats, Bob Graham excluded, he voted no. A lot of the other Democrats who are running for president, especially the ones from the Senate, did vote for the war. And they are in a slightly different position as they criticize the president.
Well, let's listen to one of those candidates. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts spoke in the Bronx a few days ago.
The truth is, the Bush administration went to war without a plan to win the peace in Iraq. It gave presidential sanction to misleading information and is still trying to conceal what happened.
That's John Kerry speaking in New York City the other day. Mara, Democrats like John Kerry, who voted in favor of the war, how do they now say that they were against it?
Well, they're not saying they're against it. John Kerry has not said, I regret my vote for the war, or I voted for it under false pretenses. He has not said that. What he has said is the administration is botching the occupation. It didn't have a plan for the aftermath. Also, that it was misleading when it talked about Saddam Hussein having nuclear weapons or buying material to make nuclear weapons from Africa. And I think that for John Kerry, for John Edwards, for Joseph Lieberman, for Dick Gephardt, for the candidates who did vote for the war, they have to be a little more nuanced in their criticism of the president. What the Democrats are doing are trying to undermine, by repeating these criticisms over and over again, President Bush's reputation for being an excellent manager of foreign policy and also someone who is credible and honest in everything he says. Now, I don't think that this is going to be the issue that wins the election for them, but it certainly is a way to soften up the president on two areas where a lot of Democrats until now felt they couldn't even compete with the president, and I think those notions are changing inside the Democratic Party now.
So if Democrats don't think they can actually beat the president on the issue of Iraq, what do they think they can beat him on?
I think that most Democrats believe the economy is going to be the number one issue. The problem is right now in Washington, the subject of Iraq and the claims that the White House made and what evidence was behind those claims and the run-up to the war is the issue du jour. But over time, I think if you talk to people on both sides of the aisle, on Republicans and Democrats, they believe that the economy is going to be the most important issue in the election.
But the White House clearly has a problem as long as the discussion is on Iraq, the longer it goes on, and they're trying to move beyond that if they can. What strikes you as interesting there?
Well, they are trying to move beyond it. As a matter of fact, the president is starting this month-long trip around the country where he's going to be talking about the economy and talking about his economic plans and the tax cuts. They are trying to regroup. Towards the end of the week, there was a Republican counteroffensive underway. Republicans were told to basically take back this issue, to start criticizing Democrats for politicizing it, for criticizing the president just for political purposes, especially they're going to aim those attacks against the Democratic presidential candidates. But I do think that they share some responsibility for keeping this issue alive as long as it has been kept alive.
Mara Liasson is NPR's national political correspondent. Mara, thanks very much, as always.
Thank you, Steve.